Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, pat yo dog.
Hey gang, the D&D's for Nerds East Coast Tour is nearly upon us and tickets are still available over at sanspantsradio.com/live. Brisbane is sold out, Melbourne isn't too far behind, and Sydney and Canberra are also cities we are going to be at. So, if you want a fun evening spent with your favourite boys and girls, come on down and help us fight a wizard or something while we hassle Adam's grapes live. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/live. In more Sans Pants Radio news, we've started streaming over at Twitch. It's all in its infancy and still being planned out a little, but if you want to join in on the fun, just head to twitch.tv/sanspantsradio. Now, and if you hate all these ads and wish they'd just go away, for as little as $5 a month, you get access to all our shows ad-free, plus a heap more. Just head to sanspantsplus.com to check out what we have on offer.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, how would you train a dragon?
You gotta pick the dragon.
Yeah, pick your dragon and tell us how you'd train it.
All right, calm down. Yeah.
No, I'm in a hurry.
I'm in a huff.
I've been stomping around the studio all day, churning my brain.
Churning your brain.
Trying to fucking think about how I would train a dragon.
Yeah.
Now it's finally time to answer the damn question. Yeah.
And you're holding us up, Jack.
The luck dragon from Neverending Story.
Yeah,
is my dragon.
And how would you train it?
Big human lips.
He does. He's long. He's got whiskers.
Why are lips a positive for you?
They're not a negative.
Were they just something you wanted to state?
Yeah, they're just something I wanted to point out.
Are you
going to
train it so it gives you kisses?
It's got to. If the Lark Dragon gave me kisses, it'd eat my head. It's huge.
But human lips.
But I just wanted the people to know that it has human lips.
Okay.
Well, wait, what are we training the dragon for?
I don't know.
Discipline?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to, I don't know, what do dragons want to do?
Why would dragon wants to
You know what? Look, we're early in the episode. We can still set the rules. Yeah. The listeners haven't noticed yet.
How about this?
What dragon? You got to train it to not shit inside.
Mm-hmm.
Got to train it to not eat your friends.
Sure.
And you got to train it to commit crimes when you ask it to.
All right. Those are reasonable things to demand of a dragon.
Probably I would go 2-3-1 in how you're going to do it.
Right, not okay. Shit inside is easy.
Well, that's the one. That's the last one.
Oh, I'll do it first.
All right. Actually, I guess the order that I did it was probably the most important order.
All right. How are you teaching Luck Dragon not to shit inside?
Hey, Luck Dragon. Yes, Jackson. Please don't shit inside. That's fair enough.
No can do, Jackson.
But how will I use a toilet?
Well, you just shit outside. I don't know. Fly up high and shit in the sea.
I'm shy.
What about the casualties, Jackson?
Well, shit in the ocean. The casualties will be fish.
Where the fish are, but I need a closed door.
Jackson, what about my... In- innocence.
My impotence. Are you going to say impotence?
Either one was weird.
I said innocence, but I meant shame.
Is he shitting? Wait, is he shitting in the toilet?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Then I don't. That's oh, okay. That's if cool. Your dog shat in the toilet, okay. Right, that's a win. If my luck dragon is shitting in the toilet, I do nothing. If it's shitting in the carpet, I'm like, hey, I don't know if you know this, but that's fucking disgusting. And then fucking hopefully it doesn't shit in the carpet. The luck dragon's just a guy.
Okay.
As for training him to do crimes, the luck dragon from memory seems pretty willing to fight those two bullies of Moonchild. No, not Moonchild. Artanius? What's the name of the kid?
Atreyu!
No, that's the guy in Fantasyland. What's the guy in real world? Oh. Yeah, I know he is Atreyu in the Swamps of Sadness or whatever. Whatever, Mortimer, let's call him.
All right, let's call him Mortimer.
The Luck Dragon's very willing to be like, yeah, let's enter your realm, Mortimer, and fucking swoop on these bullies.
Did the story get a sequel?
Yeah, I got four.
Well, that's good.
That's not. They're bad. And the Neverending Story is also bad. Oh. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm here to tell you that movie sucks balls. The climax of that movie is the protagonist yelling, Moonchild! Out a window, and that saves the magic land from the nothing coming.
His name was Bastion. Hands.
Of course it was Bastion, yeah. So if I was like Luck Dragon, fucking ate this cunt, but not my friends, because that's another thing I got to train you for, he wouldn't.
Okay. So, I guess you can talk to him and that makes it helpful.
It infinitely easier. The problem with the Luck Dragon is that the Luck Dragon, like he's got his own shit that he wants to take care
is
of.
Is a Luck Dragon naturally good though?
Yeah.
Or is he just lucky?
Well, no, because at the end of, I don't know why he's called a Luck Dragon, because he's not that lucky. But at the end of the Never, well, I think a Luck Dragon maybe is something from like a mythology, I'm not sure. But at the end of that movie, Bastion rides the Luck Dragon down an alleyway where the bullies that bullied him earlier are, and he laughs like a maniac as the Luck Dragon terrifies those children.
And the Luck Dragon loves it.
Exactly. The Luck Dragon is like, fear my human lips, mortals. And they flee from him.
That's a very famous quote from that film.
I'm trying to think of like, I just Googled, what are the powers of a Luck Dragon?
Luck.
They
fire breathing
symbolize potent luck and spacious powers.
Spacious powers
or spacious?
Auspicious.
Auspicious?
Yeah.
What's that word mean?
It means like they're like reverent. Like these are not like impressive. I don't. It's like whoa, that's special. Kind of is the best way I can.
Well, control over water, rainfall, typhoons, and floods.
Cool.
And
that's
they're
good.
A power of strength and good luck.
If the crime I wanted to commit is flooding, say a church or a school, I
well,
can
you know,
do
like
that.
All right, you're an old timey like baron in like Wild Wild West times. You know, like in Our Brother Where Art Thou.
Yep.
And you're like, I want to flood this town.
I want to flood the valley.
Yeah.
Then I can.
Yeah.
The question was not, what crimes could you commit with your dragon? But it's nice to know that that's in my repertoire.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, chances are you're given a dragon to train 45 minutes, you're committing crimes. After you nail not shitting inside.
Hey, don't shit. Of course. Cool. Time to flood a house.
Yeah, right.
You ever flooded a church?
Yep.
Why would we do that? I don't know.
I hate.
What about
I
one
hate
of them,
things being dry.
What about one of them evil churches?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I don't know.
I'm just trying to convince you. Will you do it? Yes.
Perfect. This is good for me.
Yeah.
So I think in a way I've cheated by choosing a dragon that. Well, okay. Actually, see, the Luck Dragon is only really willing to help Atreyu because Atreyu has a powerful destiny. Under what circumstances did I acquire this dragon?
I figured you would have just been walking along a valley and you saw him having a snooze.
Okay, well, in that case, I have to convince the Luck Dragon that I have a powerful destiny to save the never-ending land. I don't know what the place in the never-ending story is called. And then hopefully he believes me and then I can train him. Because beforehand, if I'm like, hey, Luck Dragon, fucking flood this valley.
All right.
He'll
How
be like,
this?
No.
So there's got to be some level of training. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to help you.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't because I'm not the hero of destiny.
Falcor was his name.
Falcor, that's right. Yeah. Fucking hell. Because Falcor, he's like, oh, I'll help you, Atreyu. The best part about this whole choice of dragon is all the fucking never-ending story names. What's the name of the princess? The childlike princess?
I know, like the land is Fantasia.
Yeah, that's right. The childlike princess, I think, is the princess.
I think it is just so the childlike princess.
Falcor wants to help Atreyu because Atreyu is going to save Fantasia from the nothing. and has been given the destiny by the childlike
as
princess.
As someone who hasn't seen the Neverending Story, this is literal just nonsense. You're just saying made up things. I know Atreyu is a thing because that's also a band name.
Unfortunately, the rest aren't.
No.
So you're completely out of your depth.
I'm looking at a little bit of Felkor's wiki. Okay. And his first thing is a quote by him, which says, "Never give up and good luck will find you." I feel at this point, Felkor might be training you.
I just feel like me and Felkor have very different morals. Is going to be the problem.
Well, yeah, he's going to be training you to not be a piece of shit.
He's very optimistic.
He'll be like, don't shit inside. He'll be like, don't piss outside.
Pissing out a window's fine.
You live in a garage, Jackson, get your life sorted.
No, I'm happy where
I am. I'm happy here. Flood that church.
I really don't see how this is going to help us save Fantasia.
Flood.
What?
That fucking church, you dragon. Fuck.
Every word is punctuated by a punch in the back of the head.
I imagine he's slapping your belly while you're saying it.
You slap your belly, punch him in his back of his head.
Flood. Poof. That.
Jackson, why are you such an unpleasant man, goblin beast?
I don't know. You've got human lips. You can't talk. Yeah, so look, I guess the problem there is that, you know, I'm an awful creature and Valcor is innately good.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of a struggle. But all that takes is a lot of good lies. Falcor's very optimistic and trusting. So if I'm like, I'm a good guy, we got to flood this school for positive Fantasia-focused reasons.
Yeah. You've got to defeat the nothing.
Yeah, we've got to defeat the nothing, man.
Yeah.
It's coming. You want to defeat the nothing?
Gotta flood the school,
man.
You're going to do three things for me. Not kill my friends, but that's a whatever. You're going to flood this church and not shit inside.
Do you reckon you can handle that? I wasn't going to shit inside. Good.
Pass the test.
All right.
I will shit inside. Just letting you know, Falcor. Why aren't you a falcon? Should we go drag core?
Why aren't you a jack?
That's the dumbest. That's one of the dumbest things I feel you've ever said in your life.
Well, it's something I feel very strongly about. Like, Falcor's a falcon's name. I don't care who you are.
You've called your dog Whiskey.
I didn't name Whiskey. Well, came like that.
I mean, I guess.
What would you name a dog Follow? Because he followed us.
Name him that?
Right, I did, actually.
Yeah,
I've never named an animal in my life.
It's almost like you'd be bad at it. You'd be like Dog Core.
Doggo.
Oh, he's only named Drag Core because he's otherwise named Falcor. There's a certain logic to that. Not eating my friends is easy because, like, I don't think Falcor's going to do it anyway. The only thing that's going to be hard is training him to commit crimes, but I think I can do that.
Well, you meant to train him to not commit crimes, but you personally want to commit crimes because you're not a good person.
I thought we were training him to commit crimes.
Yeah, you said commit crimes.
Yeah, you said get him to commit crimes if you want him to.
Yeah.
Didn't I say to commit crimes in your name? No, I can't remember. Fight? I can't even remember. It was too long ago.
Don't shit inside, commit crimes.
No, yeah. It was don't shit inside, don't kill your friends.
Don't eat your friends and commit crimes if you want to.
If only there was some way for us or the listeners to check.
Back us up, listeners. Yeah. Dusha wants the dragons to commit crimes. I'm just trying to acquiesce to his request.
Look, I'm happy with committing crimes.
I'll commit crimes. I just don't remember saying it. But that could just be the brain injury I'm nursing.
Maybe.
We did this episode to show us rebar through his skull.
On the railroad and there was an explosion and a thing went through my frontal lobe.
It was at a 1920s railroad and there was a dynamite explosion. Ah. Like the idea of you being like, no, guys, I'm good to record. We're like, we got to get you to a hospital. No. Go. Record.
Which Falcor, because again, he's very optimistic and very trusting. But if you're like, here's my mate, he's part of the nothing. Yeah. He'd be like, I'm going to eat it.
Well, why would I say that?
He's a goof.
Yeah, I mean, yes, probably, but I just, if given that opportunity, I wouldn't do it.
All right, well, I'll rephrase. Mm. Knowing you and your company,
yes.
Wouldn't some of your friends be the Nothing or Gamork?
Well, I don't know who. Oh, is Gamork the werewolf boy?
I think so, yeah.
He'd be your number one friend. He'd be your Adam.
I love Gamork.
Well, hey, apparently Morky. He's just one of Falcor's foes.
Morky, Porky, Puddin' and Pie. Well, if he's the werewolf, that guy's, he's got some big ideas. I don't know if I want to be around him.
What type of big ideas?
He just, like, there's a moment in that movie where Atreyu fights the werewolf, and the werewolf has this big speech, and it's a whole thing. Watch the movie.
No. I feel like the never-ending story boat has sailed for me. As sad as that is, there's just some movies I'm never going to watch.
You're never going back.
Never-ending story.
Can I sell this movie if...
Yes.
I'm going to say...
Yes.
You do see a horse that dies.
Yeah, it's the best bit. His horse drowns in a swamp. Hilarious.
I've seen that scene.
Atreyu! No, that's not what he says. That's his name. My horse!
I am Atreyu! This is my dead horse!
Drowning horse!
This swamp is the swamp of sadness. This is sad.
Sorrows, wasn't it?
Oh, maybe. Swamp of something.
That seems like a weird thing to fucking correct him on.
I always get the swamp of sadness and the swamp of anuses and farts from the labyrinth confused. You know there's that fart swamp in the labyrinth? I always get that part mixed up with the swamp of sadness. Another problem with having Falcor as my dragon to train is that eventually Falcor will clue in to the fact that I'm not trying to defeat the nothing when I'm just sitting doing nothing. And he's like, are we going to get on it, Jackson? And I'll be like, oh, yeah, sometime. Yeah, and then he'll leave.
Yeah, and I do feel the odds of someone befriending Falcor and then them chasing you down an alleyway while both of them laugh is quite high.
I'm absolutely the guy that would put Bastion in a bin at the beginning of the never-ending story.
I mean, he's just got such a binnable face.
Well, he's, you know, what a loser. He goes and hangs out in the library as imagination adventures. Nah, you're all right, Bastion. Don't scream Moonchild out a window. That's lame as hell.
Weird. Don't do that.
Imagine him doing that and you're just walking underneath, and a kid opens a window and is Moonchild. What?
Oi! Shut up!
Are you talking to me?
My name's Joel.
No, I was talking to the people of
Fantasia. I wasn't talking to you.
What's Fantasia?
I'm coming up there.
That's
Tell
a
me.
Movie.
How'd you know about Fantasia? I just yelled out Moonchild. Ah!
What?
Who?
This conversation's very confusing.
I'm coming up. Where are you? In the attic? I'm going to come to you.
You stay there.
No.
All right. What?
All right.
I wasn't talking to you.
Moonchild, what the fuck? What are you talking about? Who's that? Why are you yelling at me?
This book about this guy and he knows I'm reading the book? What are you saying? This book?
I'm going to read this book.
Just knock it out the window.
This is a shit book.
Books are for nerd, kid.
Out the window.
Yeah, listen to this Black Sabbath CD instead.
Now wear this leather jacket. See how cool you are. Borrow my sunglasses.
And my cigarettes.
Here's my shoes. Off into the world with you, kid.
Now you're cool.
No, none of this Moonchild or sugar shit. Whatever.
Now where's this luck dragon? I need to punch it in its mouth.
What did you say? You were saying something about a dragon?
Human lips, you said?
Kissable,
that's wrong.
You said?
Yeah, so look, there are a lot of issues with trying to train a luck dragon.
Yeah.
Impossible, though.
Not impossible. It's sentient. Although,
I think you've gone down the right path of sentient dragon, easy to train.
Yeah.
So I'm going to follow in your footsteps, and I feel like that mine is almost just as easy to train.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit a few different road bubbles.
Yeah, just a couple of road bubbles on the way.
Whoa, my car!
Why am I driving underwater?
Bowser.
Okay.
King Koopa. He is a dragon, sort of.
He's a dragon. I think they call him a dragon turtle. So he's, I think you're in. He's...
Look, I'll allow it.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Don't shit inside. Easy. Well, he'll probably be shocked because he'll be like,
I don't shit anyway. No one in the Mushroom Kingdom shits.
I do not have a noose.
Oh, wait. People must. Mario's a plumber.
Yeah.
People shit.
People shit.
Mario Fox and people shit.
Peach
Those
shits,
are two
we
very
cop,
hard.
Though. That's life. Yeah.
There's two hard truths in life to follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mario Fox, people shit.
Yeah. If you can get those two down, you're good.
I'm assuming Bowser would probably have a toilet in the
I'd be like, don't shit inside. He'd be like, what about in my toilet? I'm like, you know what? That's fine.
Yeah, fair.
Keep
fair
doing that. Okay. Practice good anal hygiene.
This is an uncomfortable conversation.
Like, to wipe?
Yeah. He's
Is his anus? Well, he's like a turtle. Where's a turtle's anus?
It's like underneath its tail.
Surely.
Hang on, let me just get into the Bowser mind.
I'm imagining he's got a big shell. He's sitting down. Does he have stubby hands?
Yeah, he'd have to wipe in a weird way, but he could do it.
Wait, does he have cheeks? Does he need to wipe?
Oh, maybe he doesn't need to wipe. He just cuts it off like a fucking cigar.
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
That's
alternative
true.
Is a king. He might just have a bidet.
Oh, I was going to say get the shy guys to wipe it clean.
No.
Maybe he just has a what do you call the squid guys? The boopers? Bloops? Bloopers?
Bloop. Yep.
I can't just imagine Bowser thing. Being just like, wiper.
Yeah, well, I mean, like...
Just sits on a Goomba.
Well, medieval kings, they had stallmen. That was a job. A guy wiped your ass. So Bowser presumably has a guy to wipe his ass. You know, we can be adults about this.
We can all agree. Someone probably wipes Bowser's ass.
It's probably stallman, you say. Probably not a Goomba. I don't imagine. They have no hands.
The stool thing, like a mushroom, like a little toad boy?
Well, toads don't belong to Bowser. It would probably be a Koopa, just a basic Koopa.
Just a basic Koopa,
yeah, well, toads, because toads... I mean, unless it's enslaved, I wouldn't be there. But a Koopa works very willingly for King Koopa for Bowser.
Because so. Why I was thinking a Shy Guy.
Yeah, but Shy Guys, they tend to just hang out in Yoshi Island. They don't actually work for Bowser.
It could be a Koopa. Mm. Koopa's got hands.
Koopa's got hands. Koopa's got, you know, a thinking brain. It can wipe Bowser.
It can wipe.
Yeah, it's quite a prestigious position, actually, Stallman. That's not even
it
a joke.
Shouldn't be.
You're
the man that gets to touch the king's noose. No one else gets to touch that king's noose but you. You should be fucking like a holy boy.
Because you spend so much time with the king. This is true. You'd spend so much time with the king that the king would eventually take you into his inner circle.
Yeah.
And then you would become like...
The stallman of the people.
Yeah. I forget what it is for the life of me, but stallman, or whatever it was called, is actually... It became a word we use now, which means like it's quite prestigious.
Because shit lickers?
Oh, yeah. The shit lickers. The king shit man.
Piss boy?
You know how... Dusha had that written on an eraser ready for this moment.
I am holding an eraser that says Piss Boy.
But you know,
I know how it got there because I wrote it. Not recently, though, which is interesting.
That's good. I'm glad you saw an opportunity and took it.
Yeah, prop comedy during fucking a podcast.
But yeah, so look, there's probably a Koopa that wipes Bowser's ass.
Mm.
Or anus, because you're right, he has no cheeks. And then
he's either got lizard cheeks.
Groom of the stool.
Yeah, there it is. But I forget what it became something.
It was a male servant of the household,
groom.
Household of an English monarch.
No, it's not groom. It became something else. Mm. But yeah.
Groom of the stool.
Because groom, you're already a groom of a thing.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Bride and groom, but that's scary. Does he marry the king's anus?
In many ways, I think that's how they saw it.
Because, like, you know.
Yeah. But, like, so you probably presumably got a Koopa doing that.
So, they were sons of noblemen. Imagine that, being like, oh, Papa, what do you think I should... You're wiping the king's ass, son.
Oh. Sick. Fuck yeah.
Yay.
Can't wait. Well, you presumably... Well, maybe you had to wipe it forever.
Apparently, it was a prized position.
And like I said, it was prestigious to be the...
As it allowed, you know, one unobstructed access to the king's attention.
Yeah.
So while he's, you know...
While you're wiping, you're like, hey, I was just like, I would love some land and a duchy if that's cool.
What do you think about, you know, blah, 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 blah.
And the king's like, yeah, all right, yeah, whatever. All right. Cool. God, I hate talking to my groom of the stool. Jack and kings gathered together and talked about it. They were like, God, it's how awkward is it when you're just sitting there, your groom of the stool's wiping away and he won't just shut up.
You reckon he's there, like, while the process of shitting is happening?
Yeah.
Like, well, you're just standing there next to him.
Presumably.
Being like, oh, I am a lord.
Yeah.
Is he being like, just waiting for the king to be like, hey, you can come in now?
I imagine, and this is almost definitely wrong, that he's in the toilet. Under the king's mighty behind.
Just puts a hand up when he's done and he's like,
and wipes the king like that.
Oh, actually, to be honest. Bowser probably shits into one of those green pipes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And Mario goes down one and instead of coins is just shits.
What's this?
Mamma mia.
So Bowser not shitting inside.
Easy.
Not shitting inside on the floor.
Yeah,
easy.
Not doing dog shits.
Yeah.
So don't shit on the floor.
Don't shit on the floor. Not killing my friends, pretty easy. Got none. Too busy.
That's true.
Friendships for cowards.
Can I eat this guy? That's just Jackson.
Sure, whatever.
Wait, how are your podcasts, Bowser? Because that's kind of a source of income for me. So if you're going to eat that guy, that's fine, but you got to be ready to step up to the plate. But if you're paying me, then whatever.
There's coins in all of these blocks. Just have at them.
Just break them for me? Because my head is human skull and flesh.
Some of these Goombas have coins in them if you want to stomp on them.
Aren't they your Much like pants. Bowser, he much like myself, Bowser also has no time for friends.
Absolutely. Yeah, just like, his
friendship is for cowards. I want that on a t-shirt. A long sleeve tee that just says friendship is for cowards, and then a picture of a dog.
I just had no idea what it was going to be.
Me neither. And I was saying the sentence, so imagine how I felt.
I'm glad with what we ended off with. It was incredibly anticlimactic.
I should have really had a picture of Bowser, I guess.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
All right, well, not eating your friends, easy. You got none.
Yeah, no.
Plus, Bowser just doesn't eat people.
No,
he's
a fire breather.
Yeah,
he'll burn. Char them to a crisp.
Well, he can't, as we previously established. And getting him to commit crimes for me, he's already committing them.
But he's not committing them for you. I think that's the hardest one.
Bowser.
Ah, good point.
Bowser, instead of kidnapping that princess, just for a second, you just burn down this village.
Is there a princess there?
If you can get him to burn it down in the process of collecting Peach and Princess Peach. It's like calling Queen Elizabeth. You don't do that. Then I think...
We call her Lizzie.
Yeah, well, we should.
Well, if we get if we get Peachy, maybe you have to kidnap Princess Peach and put her in somewhere that you want, say, Bowser to commit the crime.
It's gonna be it's a bit more work and a bit more legwork.
It's
on like, your
it's
part.
A bit of training
too hard.
Because we're gonna have to have is either Peach or a kind of I don't know some kind of simile of Peach.
Yeah,
to be like that's how you train Bowser.
Yeah, Daisy is an option.
Is an option. Yep. Just a woman in a pink dress.
Yeah,
easy. Super easy to come by.
Yeah. Hard though, because you got no friends.
Fuck. I knew that would blow up in my face one day.
It's going to come back to bite you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What crimes do you need committed? That's a good question. Shoplifting?
Tax fraud?
Yeah, like what are you...
Like white collar crimes, you reckon?
White collar crime.
What crime are you not doing that you would like to do?
Well, that's true. I mean, like, what crimes are you doing that you'd like to... murder.
No, I was flooding.
Flooding a church.
Flooding churches. Bowser, can you evaporate that water that's heading towards the church? It's not a crime. I'm just petty and want to see my former friend fail at his task.
Man.
Also, while you're at it, can you burn that guy?
It's so steamy now. Then I try and take off my shirt, but it takes a long time.
And your glasses are fogged up, and hopefully you fall off the dragon and maybe break your neck and die.
I might. I was just on the ground. I did trip over a rock. That's what I was imagining. Fucking, what's going on? Oh, never mind. He killed himself anyway.
That's good.
He's clumsy shit.
Oh, that was easy. Bowser, you're a good dragon.
Yeah.
This rules.
I think Bowser's good, but the problem is going to be that he's got his own shit going on.
He's got his own agenda.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a luck dragon, though.
Well, the luck dragon does, but like I have accepted that I'm tricking the luck dragon.
Yeah, I'm just like hoping that Bowser's petty enough to help me.
Surely he has downtime. Like, are there times where the villain in a Mario game is not Bowser?
I don't know. Maybe. But let's just have a quick word from our sponsors. Or not.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, tickets to our D&D East Coast of Australia tour are still on sale, so just head to sanspansradio.com/live to check out the details. Oh, and for those wanting to listen to the episodes we recorded on the Get Cook tour, you can have a listen to them on a USB tape. Just head to audiobooksontape.com and grab your copy today. So yeah, times when Bowser wasn't the villain?
Yes.
Mario 2.
Super Mario Sunshine?
Oh yeah, Super Mario... No, that's still Bowser. It's Bowser Jr., but he's there at the end.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, Super Mario 2, the villain is a wart who's an evil alien. And Super Mario, the golden coins, it's Wario.
Yeah.
So while that's happening, you could go and get the Bowser's like, I'm not doing anything.
Donkey Kong is the bad guy sometimes?
Yeah, that's true.
Bring back that rivalry. I want a new Super Mario game to come out where you get to the final boss and it's DK.
You know what I loved? It's total aside. But so there was Super Mario, the 6 golden coins, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the plot of that is that Wario steals Mario's castle, right? That is the plot. Mario gets his castle back. Wario Land 2 The plot is that Wario doesn't have a castle anymore. And he's got to get a castle from his villain, who I wish would come back into the games, Captain Syrup, who's this lady pirate that always steals Wario's things.
That's funny.
It's incredible. Wario's just like, God damn it, I have no castle anymore because Mario took it.
I had a good one.
I had a good castle. Now I need to get a new one. Hmm. Yeah. So in that downtime, though.
Oh, yeah. And I reckon a good way of training Bowser is like, you know, dolls made up of Princess Peach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's weird about Bowser is that at times he has a very, like, normal personality, but then other times he's like a monster.
Yeah. I do like the idea of like, hey, you know, Bowser, go fetch, and you just throw a, like, Princess Peach doll, and he chases it.
Well, Bowser's more like a monster before I train him, and now he's more like a guy when I do train him.
That's true.
Yeah, I like the Mario Party Bowser that's just like, I am here to ruin your day.
Yeah. He's like a dick. He's like the friend you have that's a dick, but he's still a friend, you know
what
I mean? Well,
in Mario Party, he doesn't ever help you.
No, but sometimes he's like his own guy.
Yeah, and because you have no friends, you could also teach Bowser how to not have friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's just be a bigger dick.
I'm like, hey, see these two fellas that are like Mario and Luigi but fucked? You don't need them. Look at them. One rides a motorbike, one's wrong. They're actually, I take that back, they're both wrong.
For a second, for a very brief second, I thought you were talking about me and Zam. I was like, what?
I mean, I guess, like, yeah, Mario. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I guess. And then you're like, one rides a motorbike. I'm like, what? One's wrong.
Which one?
Jackson's both Wario and Waluigi, though.
That is the struggle. Yeah. So I think it's weird that you didn't have any friends, but now with Bowser, you have a friend. But now you got to stop Bowser from eating himself.
Yeah.
Which is pretty easy to do. I don't think that's ever been a struggle of him chasing his own tail.
I don't think there's ever been a moment where Mario's reached Bowser and Bowser's like, oh, no, no, no.
Ultimate power play, though.
I guess I just...
I believe you are a Roborosing yourself.
Just like get a peach, I suppose. That was weird. Yeah.
That would be unsatisfying. Oh, I was going to say, I wish I could see that in real life. Not in real life. In like a movie or something, like where there's like a big build up to the bad guy and then the bad guy just kills himself. But I've seen a movie where that happens.
But it's so much worse in a video game if Bowser eats himself because you're waiting for that fight.
It just never comes.
Nom, 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 nom.
A game. And then he's back at World 1-1.
Bowser is.
Yeah. Twist.
Oh my God.
Little Mario's rescuing Peach gets got from behind.
That's great.
Sneaky Bowser, come on, mate. I'll teach him these tricks. Look, if you can get to your own castle at the end without losing any lives, wait for Mario, jump off the bridge on purpose, sneak up behind him.
With a brick.
Got him.
Back of the head. You can kill him. He's just a man.
He's just an Italian man.
Italian man with a thick skull.
You're a powerful fat lizard. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, buff. Look. Buff lizard, I'm
buff.
Sorry.
He's not fat. He's in shape.
Yeah.
So look. Good choice.
Mm-hmm. Great choice.
Mm-hmm. Complicated, but doable.
Mm. Now, look,
complex.
I like that we've all gone for sentient dragons.
Mm, yeah.
Because I, too, have gone for a sentient dragon. The red dragon, Francis Dolarhard.
Oh!
A serial killer.
I say.
Yeah.
You're, funnily enough, going to struggle with something that me and Jackson cleared quite easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So, cool. Not shitting inside. I mean, he'll shit inside.
He's a man.
Yeah, he's a man. He'll shit inside, but not on the floor like a dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is fun. We can skip over that. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not eating your friends.
Ah, shit.
Because that's something that he... cannibals in Hannibal.
He's not a cannibal. He just might kill my friends.
Okay. Mm. Well, do you get a pass then? If he kills us but doesn't eat us, are you like, well, still technically good?
I mean, it might cost me a lot of money.
Why is it costing you money?
Because I might have to promise him.
Did you put money on this?
No, like, as a way to train.
A gambling ring attached to plumbing the Death Star.
Because, like, as a way to train him, I feel like I'd have to offer him expensive paintings for him to eat.
Okay.
Which is going to be quite pricey.
So look, I'm not a man
who eats paintings.
He eats paintings?
Yes, he eats.
Why?
Because he wants
to what end?
To get like, well, he's obsessed
He loves the taste of paint.
Yeah, he's obsessed with
paintings.
What's his name?
eating paper.
So you're obsessed
William
with
Blake.
Paintings?
William Blake's painting of the Great Red Dragon.
So he only eats
and
that
the
painting?
Woman clothed in sun. Yes.
Does he just eat copies of the painting? Can he print off paintings?
I mean,
if you have an A4
he ate
sheet
the original.
Of paper,
Well, that's what? A stupid
yeah, okay,
move.
Dumb.
Because he wants it to be inside him.
Yeah, look, but yeah, now cool. he's not very smart.
Let's go back to
he's a
point
killer.
One.
Yeah.
He shits.
Yeah.
So he shat out the painting.
Yes.
Did he eat his own shit?
Well, he took some of the nutrients of the painting.
Yeah, he took the... Yeah, but he did he eat his own shit some. So it stayed back in him?
Or did he just decide after he ate the painting not to shit?
Well, when he consumed the painting, in his head, he would have gotten the power of the dragon.
Okay.
Yeah.
But did he shit out the power of the dragon in his head?
I would assume no.
He would have absorbed.
Yeah. He would have absorbed those.
Well, then you just
got to
get him
nutrients.
That painting.
So I just got to like maybe do like prints of that painting.
Well, no, but if you
but
get him
already,
the
he's,
one
he's
painting.
He's eaten the original. He doesn't like eating paintings. He likes eating powerful paintings.
He does
you're going
like
to have to find another
he
powerful
likes
painting.
Eating more powerful
so
paintings of dragons.
After he eats that painting of the dragon.
What's his MO?
Is he done eating dragons? Eating paintings of dragons?
Or is he still hungry for paintings?
Well, he seems to be quite obsessed with that particular painting.
So once
of
he's
a
eating
dragon.
That painting, he's like,
what happens?
I'm good for paintings.
When we meet him, has he already eaten the painting?
depends which part of the movie.
The no. end.
Or the novel.
What?
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 When the film introduces the man.
Oh, yes.
The red dragon fella.
Yeah.
Has he already eaten the painting?
Nah, it's part of the film.
Okay. What happens when he novel. Eats the painting?
Oh, he feels like he's more powerful.
So, but is he done eating painting?
Well, like, as we're seeing... Yes, however, I'm sure if you showed him a pretty picture of a red dragon, he might want to eat it.
So, no point is he like, I need more paintings in me. That was good, it fueled me, mm-hmm. but I need
He's
more
He's like, I've had enough paintings.
Look.
Rubbing his belly. Boy. What a delicious painting.
I'm so glad I ate that one thing. Because
he might be sated. I don't know. I have about as much evidence that he isn't as you do as he is.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I'm like... That one chocolate cake.
Mm-mm.
I really want to eat that chocolate cake.
Yeah.
And then I eat that chocolate cake. I'm not going to then eat every other chocolate cake I see.
Well, especially if it's like a serial killer compulsion. If you're like, even if you're like, I need to kill this one guy. You kill that one guy, you're like...
I'm done. I'm
Unless
cured from
he's
that
got
itch.
A, he's got a taste. The same way a shark might acquire the taste for human blood.
Yeah.
He's acquired the taste
it
for
is,
painting.
It is part of his fantasy, and he built himself up, and this was, you know, him finally realizing that fantasy of eating said painting.
Yeah.
So I reckon it might have awakened something.
A desire to
so
eat
So he didn't know he wanted to eat the painting.
No, he wanted to eat that painting. It was my fantasy.
You think it's awakened a desire to eat further
Even
paintings.
More paintings, yes.
Take him to an art gallery and I guess see what happens.
I reckon.
Here's what I say. You just... Oh, no, you don't want to kill him. No, never mind. I was like, find a painting, get toxic oil on it. Be like, yeah, delicious. Then he dies. I don't know why I thought we were trying to kill our dragon.
It's not how to kill your dragon.
How do you train your dragon?
Because I'll tell you how to kill a dragon. Brap, brap, two in the head.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
100%.
Welcome to the fucking food chain. Absolutely.
Welcome... Dragon dead. Stab.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's a reference the dragon might, well, won't get, and then will die.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Okay, so expensive paintings. I don't even know why we were talking about that, but good.
How you train him to be like, hey, don't eat my mates.
Eat this expensive painting.
Eat this expensive painting instead.
Will he have a grand desire to kill either of us? Do we fit his MO?
No, he kind of mostly likes to kill, like, mothers.
Okay, well, I'm not a mother.
Yeah, neither of us are clocky, but you know who is clocky.
Oh, shit, me.
Yeah, that is the struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, look. I think.
Or if you end up with a girlfriend or wife or partner that gets pregnant.
Yeah.
That's why I got to keep a lot of paintings at hand. So the moment he starts, like, you know,
maybe
his gross mouth to be like, ah, I'm like, hey, pull out a painting.
Eat the painting
Eat
instead.
The painting instead. Bad red dragon. Do you see?
But
eat the dragon.
He's got more powerful now, though, so I think he'll be like...
Yeah, did it work?
Oh, he thinks it did. So like, he does body. He himself thinks he is a very big red dragon.
Oh, he thinks he's an actual dragon?
He sure does.
I see.
Yeah, he's gonna eat your pregnant partner.
Yeah, he sure is.
Or you.
Or me.
Or both.
Which is why you need to train him hard.
Yeah.
A lot of paintings.
Yeah, but I still... Evidence to me seems to suggest that the painting, he's done.
Yeah, he's
Unless you can find a painting that you can convince him will make him even more powerful.
What if I drew a real good dragon?
A bigger red dragon.
Why are you drawing it? Get a professional painter to do another one of that painting and be like, the one you ate wasn't the original, dummy.
He's
a serial killer, so you might hit another hurdle of him being like, you're lying to me, I'm very meticulous with my things.
Is he a clever serial killer or a dumb boy?
How does he kill people?
A little bit of both. Usually brap two in the head.
Oh, that's
boring. Oh, gun. Yeah,
boring.
You're in trouble.
And then he, you know, poses him a bit, has sex with the corpse, and
You're in real trouble.
Yeah, enjoy hell.
Shards of glass in their eyes.
Yeah,
mirror in their eyes.
You're having a bad one.
Why?
So they see him.
They're dead.
He sees himself transforming in the dragon while he
has sex with them.
Yeah.
Yuck.
You've got a curious friend. My last dragon, the worst thing about him was he had big man lips.
The worst thing about my dragon is he just keeps kidnapping one lady, but he doesn't seem to have an end goal. It's just he just likes being like, yes, I'm the king now.
Now that I think about it, I think maybe eating the painting was his end goal.
Yeah. So I think he's good.
He'll be like, yes,
I'm going to show him a sick drawing of a dragon, and he's just going to
shoot through it.
And he's just going to maybe bite me.
Yeah. He'll be like,
also got like a gross like teeth sitch going on.
Is he got dragon fangs?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. Like he was born with like a cleft like lip and palate, which he just fucking hates. Part of the reason is, but he gets this like real gross thing that he puts in there, which is like a good bitey mouth.
Okay.
Hang.
So not letting him eat your friends. It seems, is he done killing when he eats the painting?
Or has he become more powerful and kills more?
He's like, now I can kill real good.
He becomes more powerful and wants to kill more.
As someone who hasn't seen this film either and has no plan to.
Me neither.
Red Dragon's not your favorite film?
You guess
what? I'm going to guess that he's dead by the end of the film.
Yeah.
The trick about both Falcor and Bowser is that they are alive.
Yeah.
So you've got a choice here.
Yeah.
You meet him before he eats the painting.
Ah.
Which is fine.
And then I can train him to be like, hey, mate, tear off bits or get like lesser dragon paintings.
Yeah, but is he looking for lesser dragon paintings?
Like a snack. Maybe like this little wee boo boo powerful.
How does he die? Someone shoot him?
If he gets shot, that is so disappointing. I would not enjoy a serial killer TV show if everyone was just shooting each other. That's dull as.
He gets shot in the
dick.
People say Hannibal's exciting.
Sounds boring. Everyone's just shooting each other. Where's the etching?
In the book, I know he tries to attack Will Graham and then his wife. Like he gets stabbed in the face and
that's exciting.
But Will Graham gets stabbed in the face by my good friend.
With this motherfucker.
With my good friend Red Dragon.
Yeah.
But then Will Graham's wife shoots him in the...
I hope in the movie they made it more boring and the guy comes at Will Graham and Will Graham just shoots him.
What happens in...
Me too.
Like, make serial killers boring again.
Yeah, exactly.
Just give me a bloke that just keeps accidentally shooting people. Accidentally.
Whoops. I'm a serial killer, not on purpose.
Pretty sure in Hannibal, both Hannibal and Will Graham kind of joint stab the shit out of... the Red Dragon.
Well, see, that's good.
Why is Hannibal stabbing people? To eat him?
It's kind of like a little kind of like, it's almost like they're making love a little bit.
Okay.
Because they're doing it together by stabbing. They're
just like, fuck.
Yeah. I agree, they should. But that's not the point now.
Stop with all this symbolic shit and just fuck.
Get your fucking end away.
Yeah.
I hate your dragons.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Your dragon's just upset.
Anyway, doing crimes for you or something.
Ah, easy.
Are all your crimes gun related or eating paintings related?
Fucking corpses with glass in their eye related?
I was going to go for white collar crime, and
I just don't think that's his prerogative.
You picked a serial killer.
Yeah. And he was in the military.
Nah. I would say that he probably has PTSD then.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to be harder for you to convince him.
I'm glad you brought that up because that makes him even harder to train.
Yeah, he is. It is. He's already like got army training.
Yeah.
I know.
Also, I'm just reading now. He real got heavily into bodybuilding.
Okay.
So he's going to be hard to overpower.
Yes.
Like real hard.
I think me and you are going to arrive at Zamets and we're going to have our dragons in tow. We're going to be like, can't wait to see how Zamets done with. He's dead and there's glass in his eye.
Oh, that's a shame because I trained my dragon to kill him because friendship's for cowards. Look at my shirt.
I'm going to flood this goddamn valley.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was. Quite hard to train a serial killer. Who knew?
Yeah, look, twist for fucking everyone.
It's all right. Well, we can perform a fucking cremation on the spot.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's
what I was looking for. but that might like cause some problems, so thankfully I have a luck dragon to put out that fire.
Yeah.
Steam. Yeah, that's good.
Steam up this house good.
No, that's good, because instead of cremation, just a steaming.
Yeah.
Just your flesh melts away and you're a bit soft.
We're like, I guess we did it.
That's what I thought.
That's good. We are dragon trainers. We trained our dragon good until Joel Zammett died.
Well, I tried to train a dragon. I had a lot of paintings of powerful, very powerful dragons drawn and painted by me.
Yeah.
Are not very good drawer or painter.
Quite worked in your
Weird
favorite.
That you were outsmarted by a very clever serial killer and your two good friends.
Yeah, who would have thought it?
You know why?
Good friends. I thought you didn't have any.
You're good friends. It's a one-way relationship, mate. People like me, I just don't like them.
That's hurtful.
Yeah, well, yeah. Look,
well, ask me more questions. I'll say more mean things.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel Dush, and I've never felt a human connection. Love isn't real. Friendship makes us weaker. Be a lone wolf, but something that's cooler than a wolf, because wolves are lame.
Why is anyone a lone wolf? There are no lone wolves. A lone wolf will die. That's so annoying.
Wolves are pack animals.
Yeah, it's so weird. Oh, you're like a lone wolf. I would like to be a wolf excluded from the rest of the wolves.
What animal isn't like a pack
Joel
animal?
Joel Dusha, thanks for listening.
Yeah, sick puma.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sandspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sandspantsradio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to sandspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.